46 when he always played in Mimical? Why did you go and play for Barry?
What was that? I can't think of back.
60 years ago.
I think the...
What year was that?
1946.
Yeah. 1946.
Well, you were playing, maybe you played the Tobico team, didn't continue that year?
Yeah,
maybe you were playing with the Tobico then, and maybe Tobico didn't have a team that year.
Of course, 1946.
My understanding is there's a big dispute.
No, that was earlier, the one time he got the five goal.
Well, I thought there was a dispute, and the guys went up to Barry, and
there was a lot of friction there between my, like my dad was, he was sort of shoved aside in Mimico.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I that's all I can think of.
And Lloyd played with you up in Barry, too, didn't he? Did Lloyd play in Barry in 46?
No, I don't think.
Yeah, there was some disputes in that time between, I remember there were some disputes in Mimico about your dad not being involved as he wanted to be, or whatever reason it was.
Yeah.
You know who would know that? My dad was invited to the opening of... Actually, was invited to the application of the Barry Lakeshore.
Oh, yeah, he was there, too.
Yeah.
Senior B team. And he was invited down as the honorary captain because of this 1946 thing. And that guy, his last name was Mahara. Peter Mahar, he knows all about the reason that they ended up there in Barry.
Oh.
And they now are senior A.
Yeah. Yes.
And so that would be a guy that he researched all the history because they're trying to come up with a name for this new team. So that's a guy you might want to talk to.
Yeah.
I think it was Peter Mahar.
Yeah, most of these guys were actually originally Mimico players. A lot of them, anyway.
Poor Mimico must have a lot of lacrosse playing people. Because they had a team that year, too.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they had a team in 46, too.
Yeah.
So Ken Dixon was on it.
They must have kind of split or something.
Yeah.
What's this for games?
Well, those are the
games played.
No, those are the playoffs.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Strictly the playoffs are kept separately.
Yeah. Yeah, most of these guys were formerly Mimico players.
Even I'm looking at my son.
Freddie Hatton, Al Jeffries, Gordon Cross.
Tony Worsencroft, Lloyd Darrell. Lloyd played a bit there.
Hatton.
Yeah, you see, he played up here. He was at a...
Norm played that year, too.
Yeah.
So the three Gears on that Barry team, and Jack was on Hamilton. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your dad play lacrosse?
No.
Not field lacrosse, then?
No, he was always a follower of field lacrosse. Like, I can remember going down to, what was that park? They played at varsity. And there's another field, there's Weston. But my dad used to take us to a lot of those field games before we even played lacrosse.
Do you know what I have at home? I have a set of 1910 lacrosse cards. And Newsy Lalonde's there. Newsy Lalonde, and I got Charlie Query.
Yeah.
And who else? Joe Malone, you know, from the hockey, was there. Horace Call, who played hockey too.
Yeah.
They're the ones that I don't know if you probably might have heard of.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a set of 100 of them. I got them for $500 on eBay.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember used to go to Weston, as I said before, and Brampton.
Yeah.
Used to go to Brampton, take it to Brampton when all those old guys, what was the name of the, these old field lacrosse guys in Brampton?
Yeah, I've seen some of that stuff, some of the old writers about Field and Brampton.
Yeah, they won in 28. They won the, Zimmer.
Oh,
Norm Zimmer. George Sproul.
Joe Sproul.
Yeah.
Norm Zimmer, yeah.
I was just reading up on George Sproul when he passed away in, I was just doing, what year was I doing? I guess 35, around then he must have passed away. There was a big write-up on him.
He must have been quite an age then.
Yeah, there was one guy, I don't know if you ever heard of him, his name was Doughy Spring.
Oh, yeah.
Did you remember that name?
Yeah.
Well, when he was 48 years old, he played for New Westminster Box Lacrosse, and this would have been 1936, I believe. I've got his stats at home. Yeah. But he scored 9 goals in 1 game as a 48-year-old.
Is that right?
Well, that's not bad.
Graham, how did you get started playing lacrosse? Just growing up in Mimico, or?
Well, no, I grew up, we were out in Crooksville at the time. And my dad started the league out there, the minor system. And I guess I started playing when I was 6 or 7, probably. He coached for the 10 years, I guess, right up till midget. Then I went down to Mimico to play junior. So it was ideal then, because Toronto Township had all these little hamlets. You know, Lakeview, Crooksville, Dixie. So we had a natural house league, and then we'd have an all-star team that would go and play in the provincials and stuff. I think we won. Did we win the Pee Wee Provincials?
Yeah.
Was it B or A?
A.
Was it A?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won.
How we got involved in the cross in the first, I guess it was through the Ontario Lacrosse Association. They had this, where you could buy, you had to sell shares. I would sell your shares, and then you get so many shares sold, you get a stick.
Still going.
And that's how we first started.
That's how you got a lacrosse stick.
That's how we got our sticks.
Yeah.
Well, you go around to the neighbors and say, "Will you buy a share?" I forget how much the shares were.
About a quarter or 50 cents or something like that.
And you get so many shares, you get a stick, and that's how they started.
How much did it cost to get into a game to see you play back in 1932?
Yeah. A little later.
1932, 34, 34, 35, 36. What would it cost a fan to get in and watch a game?
Oh, I don't know.
25 cents or 50 cents, something like that, I think.
Oh, it might be a half a dollar or something like that.
I remember about 1963 or 64, the Green Gales came to Oshawa in 63, and it used to be $2 to get in, but if you went and gave blood, they'd give you a free ticket. And that summer, I gave blood about 3 or 4 times, and I walked around, I was white in the face all summer.
Yeah.
Gord, have you seen any of the pro games on television the Toronto Rock and any of the other players or teams?
Oh, yeah, I saw.
Yeah, what do you think of the lacrosse today as compared to the old days?
Well, it was good.
Yeah, they're good players, aren't they?
Yeah,
there's some good players. a lot of the older players like myself, you and I, don't like the way they play offense, defense, and change the teams.
Yeah.
But, you know, as soon as they get a goal, they take a shot at the goal, the defense comes out, and then they get the ball back, and the offense comes out, but
yeah.
They're not two-way players like we remember. But I sort of think they're still pretty good lacrosse players, and you think they're good too.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been down to see any games?
I went down to a couple of games.
Oh, he did. You're going to see the Colorado play a couple of games?
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's me.
There was a Jack Stanfield, too.
Mm-hmm. Jack was his older. They had 9 boys in that family.
Yeah.
Have you watched your grandson play, Gord?
What?
Have you watched your grandson play? Jackson? Gare? In Junior A?
No. No, he watched him a few times, probably. Or it would have been. Maybe not
sure.
Pee-wee or Bantam, maybe.
I guess you'll have to wait till he plays pro on TV.
Yeah.
Tell him about the twirling sticks.
Oh, yeah, whenever he talks to me about the NLL now.
What year is that?
Why do they keep twirling their sticks all the time? I don't understand that. You know,
what's the name of it? They're trying to challenge you. They're trying to challenge you.
Because they used to play, and number one, their sticks would have very little pocket in them. And they'd run either with the stick out in front of them, but it wasn't any of this sort of pumping business, you know? Every time we talk about it.
Oh, I remember these guys.
That's what he said.
They're Bob Szczynski.
He played junior at lacrosse.
Yeah, Bobby Szczynski played
and hockey too. St. Catharines,
and he played for Chicago Blackhawks maybe a couple games, and then he went down and played for that.
Yeah, there was
the
there was Cooksville and there was Clarkson.
Did you play any hockey?
Dixie.
Bobby. I played up till Juvenile.
And Lakeview and Linwood, all in minor lacrosse.
Bobby was forming
up. You
were was a pretty good hockey player.
Like his brother John?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I would imagine. I didn't really know. I think they all were good.
Did you play any hockey at all?
Oh, yeah. Played at it,
yeah.
Did you ever, you never played Junior A hockey or?
Pardon?
Did you go as far as Junior A hockey or anything like that?
No.
What about Jack here? Did he play Junior A or?
He played Junior A, yeah.
For what team did he play A for? Who did he play Junior A for?
That's a good question.
The Marlboros? Would it be the Marlboros? I'm not sure.
One of the Toronto teams, anyway.
Yeah.
And I guess it would be Marlboros.
Yeah. And your cousin Kenny Dixon was a pretty good hockey player too.
Yeah, he was a good hockey player.
Yeah, he was. Both of them think might have ended up in the pros if it hadn't been for the war. Maybe. You know.
Who'd Ken Dixon play hockey for, Marlies?
I think so, yes. I think he did play
for the war. I'm going to be doing hockey stats.
Oh, yeah?
Junior A.
Well, he always said that Herb Carnegie was the best hockey player he ever seen.
Wow.
And should have, and never made it to the NHL, right? Herb Carnegie? Herb Carnegie.
He was a Negro, wasn't he?
Yeah.
And he played in the American League quite a bit with Quebec.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about him.
And never got a shot. In fact, he was interviewed on the on the Fan. He's blind now, apparently. Don Cherry speaks of him all the time.
He does
as well.
Was he a lacrosse player too, or not?
I don't know. Was he?
Was Herb Carnegie a lacrosse player too, or just hockey?
No, I don't remember him playing lacrosse, no.
We got Punch Imlock. Punch Imlock played a couple games of lacrosse for Aurelia. I can't remember what year it was, but played in Quebec and then he played a couple games for Aurelia. I know.
Did he?
He's in the stats somewhere.
Yeah.
And Herb Carnegie, I know he played in the Maritime Senior Hockey.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot of names.
Graham, do you wish, I guess you wish you could play longer, but I guess, or would you have liked to have played longer, but you're...
Oh, yeah, I would have, yeah. I mean, I guess there was a gap in there of, well, medical school and all that. It just was too much. But, yeah, it would have been nice.
Would have been nice, yeah.
Peter Locke's, or is a doctor, or was a doctor. You remember him?
Yeah. Dave Locke?
Oh.
Very well.
Yeah.
He was their leading scorer.
And Jamie Lincoln from Brampton played for them.
Yeah, I played with Herb Carnegie 1 year.
Hockey.
Played for the Observers. It was, I guess it would be juvenile. And then he went to, he was just starting to play then, like he was underage, the rest of us.
Gord, what was your height and weight when you played? Do you remember?
Well, 5'11", 160 pounds.
And which way did you shoot?
Left.
And Graham, yours?
Shoot left, 5'11", 3/4".
Never reached a 6 foot.
Probably about 178, 180.
Yeah, like, I try to get all those things in there.
Yeah.
And your sons, you know,
Jackson's 6 feet now, finally, and he'd be about 175 now.
And which way does he shoot?
Right. We have sort of a summer. My dad's birthday's in August. So we have pictures up here. So we try every birthday to have us, the three of us, playing catch together for the three generations. And to this day, my younger son, who doesn't play, he says, "Geez, Grandpa, I love the way he throws the ball. He just sort of, and it goes, you know." You have to have him describe it. But, I mean, even last year, you know, you throw him the ball and just like catching an egg, you know.
Poetry in motion.
Oh, unbelievable.
Yeah, it's, I was talking to one of the rock players a little while ago, Toronto rock players, and I was saying, no, I still play catch, I still do, and it's like riding a bicycle. Mm-hmm. You never lose it.
No, that's true.
Yeah, I've got 2 6 in the back of my car right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, do you know that that he started making lacrosse sticks?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. What year, Patty, did you think?
Oh, I can't say. 70?
It was when wood sticks were still in. And he worked on with other guys, various
methods. Stan Eckersley? Stan worked on it too, a bit?
Maybe a bit. The Lloyd did.
Lloyd
strung the sticks. And Nora.
J.J. Hill did it too, he told me.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you remember it. J.J.
Well, he developed this system of making them, getting the hickory and making laminated sticks. And eventually he got it perfected, and they were just perfect. Every stick was the same. All the guard was all hand done, not in cat gut, but done with nylon, and then he'd coat it with an epoxy, so it'd look exactly like catgut. And I, in fact, last year I played with a stick that he made.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in 74. And then, so it must have been right around then where he started making them, and he got better and better. And then I took over, he quit doing it after a while, and I got all his stuff now. So when I went to, just before we came up to where we live now, about 10 years ago, I started making them, not in big production. Hmm. But I had, Jackson played with a wood stick. He was the only kid in the whole league with a wood stick right up till Bantam. And I think the only reason he changed is because he started playing field lacrosse, and they wouldn't let him use it. But when he had that wood stick, he couldn't get the ball up. But we maintain the game's changed primarily, like the biggest change is the stick in the way the game's played. You know, with the plastic, you know,
yeah,
all the...
They could really whip the ball.
And Gaylord would call it Tupperware.
Yeah. You know, the old wooden stick, it just seemed like it was an extension of your arm. Just
I can't stand the way they twirl their sticks now. I can't stand that. I mean, the guy's running up the floor and the stick's going a mile, and then he's spending more energy running up the field. And,
yes, I've done a little bit of coaching. I tell the kids, the little kids, don't twirl your stick so much. It's just a waste of time.
But, you know, I mean, that's still a perfect. This has collapsed.
Is there anyone that still makes sticks? Like the company? Like
Patterson.
They're still?
I don't know if they still are.
I think they still make them down in Cornwall.
No.
They still don't make them.
No, that place. I think it's burnt down.
Did it?
Twice. And finally it's gone. I think, but Patterson, I think, was in St. Catherine, wasn't he?
I
don't know if he's still doing it, but there was a couple of guys on the Six
Nations.
One big guy was playing with a wood stick, and they put him on jacks.
Is that that Logan guy? The real tough guy?
Yeah.
Dylan Logan.
And, yeah.
He graduates this year, so.
Oh, good. Actually, I noticed Jackson had one more year, Junior, before your staff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he...
Was it the year before?
The year before you have there. This was his third year that he just completed.
I'll get it up to you.
And I think he got 11 goals or something. He had an 0-3 play.
I just worked on 0-3, too.
Yeah.
For Rilia?
Rilia, yeah.
Did he play in the Junior B at all before that?
No. Just straight from midget to Junior A.
What year is he? 86, so he's got...
He's got two more years.
You guys are not coming to eat. I didn't think
to
put any pictures.
We can eat and talk.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, go to me set aside.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I hate if we go all the way home and I'll think of a question I should have asked.
Here, you sit down here too, Patty.
Oh, I'm
okay. Oh, we want to sit here.
Lord always talked about his mother like that. She never sat down at meals.
Dixon passed away recently.
Yeah, I went down to the. I didn't go to the funeral because I don't know what was happening that afternoon, but I did go to visit the funeral home. Yeah.
Were you going to get pictures?
Oh yes, I got the camera in the car. I can get it. I'll do that after.
Help yourself. You hear the crunching on the tape?
I'm going to turn it off for a bit there, Larry. Start up again.
Okay, we're going to eat now.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
But the half of it was removable so they could play soccer. So I remember this one game. He played a soccer game, and then they had to play get the box ready for a lacrosse game, and all these sections had to be put in. Like half the box was permanent, and half it was removable.
Do you remember in 1931 there was a pro league going? But at Sunnyside Park, what they do is play exhibition games of box.
Yeah.
And then, in 1932, box came in the OLA. What happened to the field? Did it just...
We played it.
You still played it?
Sunnyside,
And field, but it just petered out.
Yeah.
Except now, it's popular again, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, the World Championships in London next summer.
On the
And there's and now they've expanded. There's about six or eight teams down that pro league. They pay you a bit more than the NLL does too.
I looked at the 2007 box lacrosse is going to be held in Halifax.
Yeah.
There's 19 countries.
Wow. Right.
19 countries for box lacrosse.
Where else do they play? What
Australia, Czechoslovakia, Japan,
England.
England. Australia. You mentioned Australia. Australia's strong. In fact, there's the controversy is that box lacrosse started in Australia, not in Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, really? And it was introduced into Canada by somebody brought it from Australia in 32.
Oh.
31. The pro league was 31. But it was played a few years before that in Australia. I've seen about four different things. In fact, I bought a 1931 pro lacrosse program. It was a night Charlie Conacher got 10 goals. And there's a story in there how it came from Australia, that it was originally in Australia.
But it was field lacrosse here before.
Yeah, we had field.
Oh yeah,
where,
back in the...
Where, besides the Indians playing, where was field lacrosse though?
Field, like in Canada, it was professional. It was, it used to be called the NLU, National Lacrosse Union, and players like News Lalonde and Cyclone Taylor that were hockey players, they actually started out as lacrosse players, and they only played hockey to supplement their income. Like, because they were getting paid more to play lacrosse than they were to play hockey. Is Jackson still in high school, or is he?
Oh, he's at Bishop's University, yeah. It's his second year. So, they're finished their CY affiliate, and they last out to Brock again. So, he's done for the year.
I
that's good lacrosse. It's good to watch.
A good watch, yeah.
Yeah.
If he got dropped by an NLL team, would he consider, or would he lose, is he on a scholarship?
No. This is Bishop's in Quebec, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Lennoxville, Sherbrooke. No scholarship, no. But it would be hard, I think, for their season to fit it in. But he's expecting to be drafted at some point.
Because Sean Evans signed with Rochester.
Yeah, he did, Now, Sean's the same age as Jackson, so he's probably got another 2 years of junior yet. He's
a good player.
Oh, yeah. He's a nasty guy.
I saw him, they were playing the Beaches one game. And this is when he's like, say, 2 years younger. And he looks up, the clock was running out, and he shot it off a Beaches guy's shoulder so that it would go out of bounds, knowing that it would finally go off of the Beaches guy and that he would get possession of it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, how many guys would think of that, you know? He's dirty little guy.
Yeah, he is. Me and Jackson have played against each other all these years, and hockey too. They played AAA hockey, and they've been in a few scraps all these. They played field together, actually. Sean came down and played with the Oshawa field team, and Sorensen played on that team, the Blue Knights. They won the
Blue Knights. Doesn't Terry Lloyd have a lot to do with that?
Terry Lloyd and Jeff McComb coaches. Yeah. And the last year Jackson played there, they won. Well, they had a good team. They had Zach Greer.
Oh, he's a good player, too.
And, of course, the guys from Peterborough, Jackson. Good goalie.
There's quite a few good players that got 2 years left still in Junior A. Your kid, Zach Greer, Evans, there's just three of them.
Which is your son like playing better? Do you like one better than the other? Or?
No, I think he likes the field better, honestly.
I sort of got that from the way you're talking.
Yeah, he likes both, but... I think he really loves taking his face off and feeling. He's unbelievable at that.
Yeah, there was a story on him somewhere.
It was last year in the finals. championship game, they were down 4 goals with just a couple of minutes to go. And he won 3 consecutive face-offs, and he scored on each possession. And I think he won 4, and then he won the next.